The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 246. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Carlos Romero.
What it do? What it do?
Brian Mongiomo.
What is up, my groceries?
I'll fucking be up. Brett Murdoch.
Hey, yo, what up?
And Adam Vale.
What's up, humans?
Yo, you got dark as fuck right now, son, but you know what? We got that street fighter in the background. Okay, it was dark because you were in a loading screen.
There we go. I got it.
Always gaming while we're fucking doing a podcast.
This is how you do it. This is multitask.
You can't hate. It's a gaming podcast.
I can't.
It's like all of us are bound to not say anything.
I'm trying to earn my fight points in Street Fighter to get E Honda. I'm almost there.
Yeah, no, that's
three
the thing.
More thousand.
Like,
three more
like part of me wants to be like, yo, man, pay attention. But it's like, it's a gaming podcast. He's gaming. I can't reprimand you. You do your thing.
Now, if I was watching a movie or a TV show, see, I could pause this shit.
Yeah, that is true. And if you start cursing because a boss is kicking your ass, that's perfectly in line with the podcast. So it's fine, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like an interruption. I don't care. It's like we're getting into deep discussion. Man, fuck this shit.
Like, yeah, that shit's on brand. I mean, Carlos can randomly be like, damn.
You know? Oh, man. So, yeah, Adam, tell us about the Street Fighter cabinet, man. Mm.
Well, it's the Street Fighter Champions Edition cabinet. But what I did was I added an arcade mod-up. They create these really nice marquees, these backlit marquees. So I got one of those, and and popped that sucker in, and shit, man, it makes all the difference. It brings, like, real life to the shit. And I have my Pac-Man one, so eventually I think I'm going to do the same to my Pac-Man one, you know. But, I'm enjoying it.
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, right?
Yeah, it's got Challenge Edition, Super Street Fighter, and Super Street Fighter Turbo. So nice. It's got three games in there.
Yeah. By the way, Barry Byrne just asked the ultimate question. What if you're watching The Wizard? Will that count for a video gaming podcast?
It's still a...
No.
Watching movies. Movie. Yeah, no movies. Right, that's no movies. A movie.
All right, we're sending the rules down right now, people.
Come on, movies you got to pay attention to. You got to hear the dialogue. Games you can just play.
Yeah.
Murder.
I'm just punching people and that's it. But my kids love it. That's the other thing. They're playing it, and hopefully I start them off early with it. I put Bad Tops on it also. So that's a nice little feature there. And it works out great. I'm enjoying it.
Can I assume that they prefer Pac-Man over Street Fighter?
No, actually.
Oh, really?
They like Street Fighter. They like just button mashing and just punching and stuff. That's what I thought. I thought they would like they prefer this one. Now, if all goes well, and I do get the TMNT Turtles in Time, that whole cabinet, when that comes out, I'm sure they'll prefer that one.
Oh, that one's the best.
Yeah, I mean, that one's going to be badass.
The best, so.
They're going to love it. And that has four player. It has a four control deck, so everybody will be able to play it. Maybe I can get the wife involved.
Was it Turtles in Time or
Turtles in Time and the Turtles? The first one that they released in arcade and Turtles in Time. It's got two games on there.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, on that one. So that apparently still releases in October. So we'll see.
Okay, a lot of drops coming in October then.
Oh yeah, and then for those who don't know, since we're still talking about this real quick, the cabinets, the cocktail cabinets, the Street Fighter and the Pac-Man one, you can now pre-order it over at GameStop with a release date of October, and they have like 12 games each. So if anybody's interested in trying to get those old style cocktail cabinets, if they remember, those are the ones that's like tables that you could sit at and eat. But there was also like a little coin slot, and then you could just play at the same time.
Dude, I love those things.
Yeah. So GameStop has them $4.99 each, though. Kind of pricey, but it's quality. You know, it's got nice plexiglass. There's a Street Fighter one that has 12 games, a bunch of Street Fighters in it, Final Fights in it, and a few other beat-em-up games are in it. And then they got Pac-Man, and Pac-Man has a bunch of games, and I think 1942 or 3 or whatever. There's a bunch of stuff in that one, too.
Really?
So, I think you going to get that?
I think I used to play Castlevania on one of those.
On one of those, yeah, because they used to be in a lot of stores and like pizzerias and stuff. I remember like against the wall. I'm like, oh wow, you could sit, eat at the table, and then put in a quarter, you know, and play and stuff. So yeah, those two cabinets are now available for pre-order at GameStop, $4.99.
Hey, so man,
anybody's interested?
You know the one thing about ordering from GameStop, I kind of don't like ordering from them online because they're kind of shitty.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's exclusive, so it's like there's no other, you know, outlet to go pick it up.
There's a couple of times I ordered something specifically from GameStop, and they never told me that they ran out. They just went through with the order, and then just had it in limbo for months.
Well, I got a fun story with them real quick. I had ordered the Xbox 360 250 gig Modern Warfare 2 console, right? It was years ago when that was coming out. And then they said they sent it to me, and I never received it. And I was like, yeah, I didn't receive it, and they couldn't verify any tracking number. They just had it in their system listed as shipped. I'm like, okay, a few days went by. They said, all right, here's the shipping number. Sorry, we sent it. So sure enough, the console shows up. I'm like, oh, I got it. Yay. And then like a few weeks later, another one shows up. And two of them. So they did go to ship it, but they just didn't put it in the system properly.
That same exact same thing happened to me when I bought a used game from them. And they're like, yeah. And they sent me two. And they didn't charge me for the other one. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't charge me for the other one. They were like, they just charged me for one. I'm like, yeah, I guess something in our system said it's shipped, but we have no actual information saying it's shipped.
Crazy. Anyway, man, let's move on. We got to start the fucking show. Okay, kind of a slow week, you know, but
y'all were vamping.
Yeah, man, you know, again, we don't have a lot to talk about, so why not, you know? And plus, you know, I wanted to hear the cool arcade story, man. That's what the Throwdown's all about, man.
Yeah, arcades.
All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is that Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft are gonna require loot box odds disclosure. You know, they went to the ESA and they're like, listen, we want this to happen. I guess, you know how like every game, when they get a rating, they tell you all the contents in the game. So I guess they want it to be required that it'll tell you what the odds of loot boxes are, you know? I'm going to get you guys' take on that.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah, they were already doing that in Japan. Was it Japan that also has it as a requirement? There was some place in Asia that has it as a mandatory, or maybe it's China. It's required that they post that. So if it's like, oh, it's a 1 in 12 chance, and you know that it's 1 in 12 chance, they should, you know, we should have something like that. Of course, they didn't want to do it because then people wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't be able to drain your wallet. So let's see if they actually do it, though.
Well, the interesting thing I think about this is they would have to set fixed chances on items. They wouldn't be able to do algorithms that, because they've been exposed as making algorithms in like at least Destiny and a couple other games, I think, where they kind of display a weapon to you and hold you off. Like if they find you using a sniper rifle a lot, the algorithm will kick in and say, okay, I'm not going to give you a sniper rifle, but I will put you in a competitive match against somebody who has a super premium high-end sniper rifle, because I've noticed that you haven't bought loot boxes lately. So they actually introduced this weird, intricate algorithm. And if they're going to have to say definitive odds on things, that's going to stop them from being able to do that, I think.
Yeah, it's going to catch them in a lot of that bullshit.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, well, that's... Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, and this article is from Game Industry Biz. It says that it will require the disclosure of the relative rarity of probabilities of obtaining randomized virtual items in games that are available on their platforms. And it's up. They want this to be implemented by 2020. And they got some of the big guys along too: Activision, Blizzard, Bandai Namco, Bethesda, Bungie, EA, Microsoft, Nintendo, Sony. You know, all Take Two, Ubisoft, Warner Brothers, Wizards of the Coast makes video games since when?
They make a bunch of games on you still have to from iOS and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
They still make those.
They make,
you know,
magic cards, man. What the fuck?
But they make those games, those digital versions, that you get packs.
Yeah,
you know. So it's the same.
Well, the thing is, the one thing though is that the ESA doesn't cover mobile games.
Oh. So then, it's been a while since they released those.
Have you ever noticed that you never see a M for Mature on a or any of those sorts of ratings on iOS games?
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Oh, by the way, speaking about that, here are the companies that are not, some ESA members that are not part of this so far. 505, Capcom, Deep Silver, Disney, Epic, Focus Home Entertainment. I know they're still around. Gearbox, Gung Ho, Calypso, Konami, NCSoft, Nexon, Riot Games, Sega, Square Enix, THQ Nordic, Tencent. That's so.
So if they're not part of the program, then so they can't sell their product, right? They can't do loot boxes on these platforms, on Xbox, Nintendo, and all that stuff. Because isn't this now going to be the new standard?
I don't know. I think it. You know, I could be wrong here, but it seems like it's like a voluntary thing. You know, I don't know.
No. They're taking it to the SRB to try and make it.
Oh, got you.
Yeah,
necessary.
Yeah. Got you.
Officially, it's a lot. You know, a lot of those names on there. I mean, yeah, some of them are pretty big, but I think that's what it is. It's those other guys going to the ESA and saying, you know, all that stuff. It's funny that Activision's on there.
Yeah, Activision is the one that's for it. You know, they're down. By the way, THQ Nordic says that. They haven't been, the ESA hasn't reached out to them personally, and they say they don't even have games with loot boxes anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Was EA part of it?
EA is on the, they're on the list of the people that will include it.
Because that's going to be a big one for their ultimate team.
Yeah, that's going to, that affects them.
Well, how is this going to work? Like, are they going to just, every time you try to get something from like a loot box or
no, they have to disclose it. If a game has loot boxes or has an add-on, they have to disclose the odds of you winning something.
It has to be real time, right? I'm assuming, like, in my mind, this is how I'm seeing it, is that you see, let's say, a pack, right? One of these loot boxes, and it's like, oh, buy it, and it should show a percentage. You know, it should say, like, you know, 1 out of 45%, whatever chances of getting whatever item.
Being this has to do with the ESA, this probably means it's going to be on the box.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But that changes all the time, though.
The thing is, that's what it's probably going to be. If they're talking to the ESA, that means that the ESA is going to be putting it on the box of the game. So officially, it's a sort of cover. Where it's like, okay, yeah, we have loot boxes, but yeah, we have this warning on here. It's kind of like if, you know, you go to a rated R film, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you're still responsible for whatever you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, think about it like this, though. There are several games that have so many different types of loot boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are we going to get like a whole spreadsheet of things that is going to have with odds? Because there's just so many different types of odds. Like Adam mentioned with I think FIFA, it's like, yeah, you can get a golden pack, a platinum pack, a silver pack,
all different. The black packs, the ones that have with the what you call it, the inform cards, those come out every Wednesday, and they're only within a certain hour window. That's a completely different type of, you know, ball game right there. How are you going to explain that on a box? You can't.
Yeah, so it's.
I mean, it would definitely be. They would have to explain the intricacies of it within their own game.
Yeah, I think that's how they do it, because, like, I think Adam mentioned also, like once you're about to buy this pack, it should tell you the exact odds that are. It's like, okay, I'm about to purchase this black pack for $9.99. It better tell me you have 1 in 5 chance, or one in 1 in 1,000 chance of getting
Ronaldo or something.
Yeah, like one of those. Like ultimate players or whatever, like the tiers are for the cards,
and it should be in real time. So after the person purchases the pack, if they go to buy again, that number should change.
What if it's PSN? Like when you notice, if you buy a game digitally, that mature rating and all the restrictions and all that, they're listed in the description of the item that you're buying. A lot of times when you buy DLC, it pops you kind of out of the program into a PlayStation or whatever store thing, and you buy that little $5 thing from the PlayStation store. They'll probably just attach it to the bottom of that description.
Man. Yeah, all the way down there. That's right.
Yeah, they can do that too.
I wish it was like the way Xbox does it with their Chivos, where it shows a percentage filling up of how close you are to getting the Chivo. You're 20%, 30%. It'd be cool if they showed that for whatever you're trying to get in one of these loot boxes.
Yeah, they're not going to display it prominently, though. They'll bury it as far down as they can so they can say that they're being transparent without actually being heavily transparent.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not going to be right up in. It's going to be there, but it's not going to be like. It's really just only to cover game companies' asses in general.
Yep.
You're going to have to bust out the Willy Wonka magnifying glass. So you have one in a million chance to get this, et cetera.
It's like they doubt.
Exactly.
Well, they'll be very vague too. Like you have, you know, 1 in 100 chance of receiving an epic item, but maybe that's the epic item you already have, or maybe it's you need a gun
or epic. Yeah, like an epic you already own, or an epic that you know.
Oh yeah, there'll be a lot of loopholes if this shit isn't like really well described. They could probably find a lot of loopholes into making it seem like you're getting things at a better rate than you are supposed to get them.
I mean, otherwise EA wouldn't have signed on if there weren't like able to be manipulated in a shady, sneaky way.
EA and Ag as perpetrators of this.
Yeah, they're not gonna just sign up on this from their good graces because they feel like they have the responsibility to disclose this information. They just want to play fair games so people won't criticize them.
Yeah, I feel like EA had to do it. They had to jump in, and all of a sudden was like, see, you're not even joining in on this shit. You want to rip us off. So they're trying to, you know, show good face. Oh, look, we're playing nice. We're going to fix shit.
Gotta have something.
Gotta have something, dude. Oh, God. All right. By the way, I just threw this in the show notes now because it's also about the ESA. So, man, I'm telling you, time flies weirdly nowadays. This happened on Friday, right after we did the show. So the ESA accidentally docked over 2,000 gaming journalists that attended E3 this year. Apparently, they had all their names, their addresses, their contact info, all that shit on their website, and it wasn't protected. So apparently, this information has been floating around since February, and you know, somebody just downloaded the file. So, you know, if you were on Twitter looking at journalists, they were freaking the fuck out. And it was like journalists, influencers, pretty much any media type of person.
They weren't even talking about it. You're talking about it now, but a lot of outlets refuse to talk about it because they don't want to draw attention to it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, but the thing is, like, once information gets out there, it gets out there, you know?
And then we know people that list.
No, you're right. A lot of outlets didn't talk about it. I'm talking about the actual journalists themselves. Individuals were like, what the fuck? You know? Yeah. For good reason. Manny, you and I had a big conversation about this, so what's your take?
Oh, yeah. Well, you do, like... Here's the thing. Like, I definitely think it's a leftover from when E3 was more of a, you know, industry show where they kind of they probably left it all open because it wasn't, you know, there wasn't a public show. But I think they never bothered to update any of that shit. And my guess is that also, you know, like I'm thinking that the, you know, at least the people that actually paid for the thing, I think all of their information is you know, is all protected, but I don't think, I think they just left it alone.
Yeah. I'm not going to name any names, but, you know, people that we know personally, this guy, you know, affected them. One of my friends, he hit me up and he was like, hey, I looked at the list. You're not on there because I didn't attend E3. But apparently, 2018, that got leaked. So, you know, my shit could be floating out there right now, which is pretty crazy. 2008, what was it? 2004, 2006. 2018, 2019, all that info is out there, you know, which is really fucking like careless of the ESA. And I'm like, yo, who the fuck is going to want to go to, you know, E3, you know, on a journalist tip like next year, if all this shit's going to be out there like that, you know?
To be honest, if you think about it, like, it's like the, you know, already E3 was on the decline. It'd be some shit if this was the thing that killed it.
Right. You know, no journalists are going to go cover it because they don't want their shit exposed.
So, just to for clarification's sakes, what kind of information was exposed?
Their addresses, home phone numbers, workplaces, all that shit.
All that.
Everything, you know? Remember, Manny, the thing? What was exposed? Everything.
Yeah, I posted a little thing about it. It's like, how many people got doxxed? Everyone.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. But yeah, Carlos is everything. Home addresses, phone numbers, all that shit.
Isn't that stuff that's all in the phone book?
Especially not cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones aren't.
Yeah, I mean, all that information used to be. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't suck, but like, yeah, names, address, phone numbers, that all used to be accessible through white pages. And I don't know, maybe
anymore.
Yes, they do. But the thing is that you can opt out of it, and most people opt out of being put into the white pages.
Interesting. But yeah, no, I think you're right, Manny. It's like, you know, E3 was already on the decline. This is gonna just it's just another mark, you know?
Exactly. And to think that it's so, it's they just left the door open for anybody to walk in and just download it off their fucking site.
Yeah.
How stupid are you?
You know, it's like, come on, guys. But you're right. They just, and apparently, yeah, again, it was available since February of this year. It wasn't just discovered right now, you know? I mean, it got big now, obviously, after it got reported, but still, you know?
Yeah, well, and now, yeah, now, like, okay, now you have a situation where, you know, people's addresses have been revealed, and now people, you know, somebody can just go out there and do some fucked up shit to somebody they don't like, right?
And there was, like, big names, too, that got revealed. So it's like,
it's
yeah.
Everybody who went in 2019 and 2018 who was a journalist. So that includes Colin Moriarty. That includes what's his face? You know, the guy from Kotaku.
Jason Schreier.
That includes Young. Yeah. That includes Angry Joe. Includes Metal Jesus. Every single person that went there is information is all spread out all over the internet.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, hopefully Metal Jesus never revealed his real name, and so that won't be...
Right. Yeah, he just wrote first name Metal, last Metal name Jesus.
Yeah, my name is Angry Joe. You
know? Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yes, it's crazy, but I also find it funny how, like, a lot of outlets, like you guys said, try to, you know, clamp it down. It's like, yo, it affects you. You should probably, you know, want to talk about it, but go ahead.
They probably don't want to talk about it because the door is still fucking open.
Yeah.
That's why. And they don't want any more attention being thrown at it.
You're glorious. I'm not reading that comment, man. You're trying to get me in trouble.
The thing about it is, like, who, like, at the same time, it's like, has the ESA even commented on this and saying that they're working to do something?
I think they apologize. That's about it.
That's, you know? It. They're just like, oh, hey, sorry, we just left all your shit out.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, they did say, oh, this is not going to happen again. It's like, okay, yeah, not going to happen again, but it's still
prove it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, here's their statement. ESA was made aware of a website vulnerability that led to the contact list of registered journalists attending E3 made public. Once notified, we immediately took steps to protect that data and shut down the site, which is no longer available. We regret that this occurred and have put measures in place to ensure it will not occur again. But again, the damage has already been done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like,
to me, it's like the Sony hack. I think they knew about this shit.
And they just didn't say nothing, right?
They just didn't do anything because it was too expensive to go redesign their site and all of their infrastructure, right?
And also because they didn't want to embarrass themselves, you know?
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. They could have handled this. You don't have people QA testing and seeing if any of this stuff is viable? Or did they just pay for some shit about, you know, 10 years ago, right? And then just say, all right, it's good.
Yeah. Now, apparently, you know, it wasn't like, oh, you just look at it. They had the option to download. That was the crazy part. You know, that was enabled. It's pretty crazy, you know. But yeah, I don't know.
That's like leaving your door open, leaving your door open on your apartment or house, and not expecting somebody to try the door and walk in.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. I think they just didn't even think about it.
It's sort of like a back door, Manny.
Yeah, exactly.
An open back door.
That's a coding term also for when.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's a way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find this, like, really bad and irresponsible. I mean, this is people's personal information, and anyone that's done anything to do with data security knows that the first thing you do is that you don't mess around with people's personal information like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Like, this is, like, day one stuff, you know, like, along with don't save the password, you know, it's just that bad. And I don't know how they thought that this was acceptable to have as a system in general. It's like, hey, we have all these guys' names, addresses, phone numbers. Let's not put them somewhere where no one can get them. Let's just leave them there. It's like, no, that's irresponsible. And on the one hand, I do understand why some journalists were not talking about it, because, again, they don't want to spread the information out there. But then at the same time, this information is already out there, and I think that they have a duty to at least tell other people, whether it's privately, say that, hey, this thing has happened, like, make your precautions before it goes public.
I also think that I don't know if it is has anything to do with anything, but I think it's they seem oddly passive when it comes to going after the ESA on this situation. This is a really screwed up fucking thing. It's like everybody, you know, when that Sony thing happened, everybody's losing their shit, right?
Yeah.
And you have this
credit card information.
Yeah, credit card information. Yeah, because the journalists and influencers are not paying for it. But at the same time, it's like, how come they're not witch hunting at this point? They're like, oh well, you know, we're not saying nothing, you know.
Yo, Manny's. I mean, maybe they're trying to cover something up. Yo, where's Chris's tinfoil hat, man?
Yeah, right. Where's Chris at, man?
Chris.
Yeah, man, you don't know, because yeah, you're right. This is the biggest event with the company that runs the biggest event in gaming, and they just leaked all their freaking like journalist personal information, and it's not as big of a story as it should be. There's something really fishy about this shit. Either
they just don't want people to talk about it. That's all.
I think they're just trying to hide something. Maybe.
Yeah, the info. They don't want people to look this shit up.
The stuff that they should have hidden, they didn't hide. But I'm thinking maybe there's something else. Maybe there's something they're trying to hide. Maybe the journalists are staying quiet because, you know, they don't want certain other things to get exposed that might not be contact information, but, you know, some.
I'm going to say this, man. You notice that, you know, whenever the ESA does something kind of fishy, you don't really hear a lot of stories about it. The last thing I remember was when the EA came out saying, yeah, loot boxes are fine. No problem with them. Nobody said anything. I'm like, that's kind of weird that you're not really calling them out on that. So, yeah, maybe because, you know, the ESA such, you know, it is the biggest entity in the gaming industry. A lot of people don't realize that, but it is. I'm thinking maybe some, you know, some of these organizations don't want to muddy the waters with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like that. It's like a sort of big brother sort of situation. It's like, well, maybe they have some sort of control over something specific that they only know about, right?
But that's just again, by the way, yeah, we're speculating.
We're
right
speculating.
Now.
Yeah, this is by no means
no real
factual information. We're just coming up with shit that, you know.
Yeah. The fact is that it is a pretty huge story, and yeah, kind of went by the wayside. I almost forgot about it until just now doing this fucking show. I'm like, oh man, we should probably talk about that shit. You know, crazy, yeah, man.
That shit happened. I mean, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised you didn't forget, because you know some certain other journalists weren't really talking about this shit.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yo, man, they got that forgetful gas. That only works on journalists, son.
Yeah, like I said, like personal friends of ours were affected by this. It wasn't just like the big lofty guys. I'm talking about dudes that have been on this podcast before. You know, it's crazy, man.
Everyone,
you know. Oh man! Yep. All right. Anything else you guys want to say about that? All right. Now we're gonna move into not fun territory, because this also happened during the weekend, and it sucks. But we're a gaming podcast. We gotta talk about it. The fucking shootings that happened. You know, not directly though, although we will touch on it. So because of, you know, the shootings that happened over the weekend, Walmart is gonna start removing violent video game advertisements from their stores, but they're still gonna sell guns.
Now, this is the thing I didn't get. It's
like, hold on. What? Yeah.
But the thing is, they said advertisements. I don't remember ever seeing like Call of Duty or GTA posters anywhere in a Walmart.
You've
seen those at yours?
Yeah, they're kind of sewn into the end caps around the electronic section.
Because I remember seeing like for Red Dead, do they count that as violent? Like, that was the last time I saw any real advertisement for a game that they had. Because usually it's the sport games. Like, right now they have Madden shit, you know?
One of the images a lot of these articles keep using is Resident Evil 2, the remake. Yeah. So, because, you know, that's their reaction to what happened the weekend. Because, again, the usual fucking thing. There's a mass shooting. Video games.
That was their reaction to when Trump referred to it, because studies have proven that there is no connection to it. Even the ESA, I've done the study. There is no connection, or else we would be having mass shootings all the world.
But every single time, like clockwork, when this happens, these fucking politicians run their mouths.
It's a scapegoat.
You know what it is. Yeah, you know what it is. It's because it's a misdirect, and it's a total misdirect because they don't want to tackle the main issue.
Yeah,
because all those guys that are as far as gun control or any of that sort of legislation. All the people that are involved with that are all people that are paying for this shit.
Yeah.
So it's like they're already greasing people's palms. They're like, okay, so don't talk about this. You know, they're not, you know, don't talk about this. Just give it to some, you know, blame something else.
I just don't get it.
Blame the music industry.
There really is no need. It's like, I'm all for it. Yeah, have your guns, but assault rifles, there's no need for that. Who are we mowing down? What animal do you kill with an assault rifle? You know exactly. What I mean? Like, that's the shit.
Well,
there's no need for that.
The bears that have assault rifles, man.
You know why that happened, right? It's because, of the legislation as far as assault rifles kind of went down, like maybe in the early 2000s, where you could actually go out and buy an assault rifle without a specific part that makes it into a machine gun. But obviously, just like a lot of things, you know, companies sell these parts that actually turn them back into fully automatic machine guns.
Here's my question. You think this is going to stop when video game companies start, like, lobbying these people? You know what I'm saying? Giving them money and shit?
Oh, well,
I feel like that's kind of it's a sucky thing, but it's kind of what they have to do because already all the gun companies are already greasing the palms of all these guys. That's why none of them want to ever tackle this issue.
Yeah.
And then the other thing about gun control, which is about this, it's like, okay, so yeah, we do have it. Let's say we do have a little bit more stricter gun laws. That's not going to stop somebody from saying, hey, I'm going to go get a gun and then just get one.
And that's the thing. These guys had it. They purchased it legally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, illegally?
No, they were legal.
Oh, they were legal.
These are legal purchases, and that's the shit. It's like anybody could just go buy it. It's like, why do they?
Yeah, what they do is a non-issue in the States is the fact that they leave it to each state to kind of, handle the issue. Where it's like, okay, you know, New York State has one of the most stringent gun laws, mm-hmm. right, in the country. You know, next to some other states.
Yeah, they have to. It's just too many people. Think if everybody fucking had guns.
Yeah. Well, they had to. And then the other thing is just but the funny thing about it is, like, you know, you talk about all that happening, you know, they have strict gun laws, but still there are still shootings happening in New York. Some people are getting their hands on guns.
Well, you know, you could get
guns, mm-hmm.
you know.
But I just hate the fact because they don't want to tackle the issue or really put anything to it. It's automatically something else.
Yes.
You know, talk politics, but our idiot president, the last time there was a fucking shooting, he wasted a bunch of our tax dollars to do some sort of stupid research into whether video games cause gun violence.
I mean, because they can't go after Hollywood anymore because that makes too much money. Because before they used to do that, they were like, "Oh, these violent movies." But look, Marvel movies, all this stuff, killing and doing it, flying around, and all this chaos. They're not going to tackle that. That's too much money.
Exactly. It's their chief. It's one of the United States' chief exports. We don't make anything else, but we make some decent ass fucking movies.
It is our biggest. Our culture is our export. If you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But let me ask Brian this. Brian, you guys still have stabbings in the UK, don't you?
We still have shootings in the UK as well.
Oh, okay.
Not as often, though.
That's fair. My point was that it's people... I don't think that you can address the idea of people reacting violently and lashing out in today's society. There's just too many people too close, too many chances to get broke in the world. We live in a biologically unnatural world. Like, it's going to happen every once in a while. Like, even if everybody just had sticks, every once in a while you'd hear about, like, a mass stick beating.
Of course. Of course.
Well, somebody's going
to
get...
Don't have to make it easier for them. That's the whole shit.
You know, what I always say is, like, you know, these people were going to do this stuff without, like, video games or whatever.
Yeah, they were. If they were planning to go out and kill somebody, they would have figured out how to do it even in some other way. I mean, like, years ago in Japan, there were, you know, mass stabbings you know, they still happen today where there's brutal, these essentially these brutal people just chopping people's heads off and all kinds of other horrible things. If somebody wants to kill somebody, they're going to figure out how to do it whatever way they can.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I need to get a little serious now. I hope you don't mind. And I hope I don't sound like a hypocrite because I'm about to blame something for this, but it's not. It's just partial, right? I kind of see this as, you know, the general breakdown of society, right? We have people on social media all day long, you know, being desensitized, not really connecting with people the way you're supposed to. Brett, like you said, we're not living naturally anymore, right? You have that. Then you have the media like glorifying this shit all the time. Like they espouse how bad it is, yet they're glorifying them. Then somebody who may be unhinged sees this shit and then they want to copy it. So like,
let me finish.
But obviously, like, we do need better gun laws. I'm not saying we don't, but I you know, just from my perspective, I think this is all a symptom of the general breakdown of society that you're seeing every day. Like, all our institutions are just crumbling, you know, little bit each day, you know. And that's how I see it, you know.
But that's normal. And see, that's a deep, not to take a detour, but like a deep philosophical difference that I have with a lot of people is the universe is entropy. The universe is chaos. Like, there's not this shining, gleaming essence of the world beneath the institutions that we built. We built the institutions that we built out of the ideas of, fairness and charity, and we have a glorified idea of the world we want to live in, and we try and build it, and it doesn't really work, but we still get pretty close.
So
I don't think it's necessarily the degradation of society, but yes, a society is always crumbling and we constantly need to maintain and fix it, just like a castle, just like a house, just like a car. Like, degradation happens. It's not a sign of like end times necessarily, but I do think that throughout history people have always lashed out violently at other people. Mm-hmm. The thing that I find really
interesting, we just didn't have social media dividing us like we did back in the
we also didn't have the tools the way we do now.
Right, basically I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I'm just saying what we've seen in the past is now accelerated and amplified because of the technology we have now, you know.
And I kind of agree with that, the point that I wanted to make is, so in society, in TV and movies, in news and everything like that, we are exposed to violence.
Yeah.
And people think that this exposure to violence gives you a propensity for violence by desensitizing you. My counterpoint would be 95% of the time that violence, even when done by a protagonist, is still noted as bad. How many protagonists have we seen with blood on their hands that can, quote, never be redeemed? Like, for every one of these times that you see somebody go out and kill somebody, there's another one where you see a sad or tragic death. You see the fallout of what actual death can bring. You see how it affects families in a soap opera or in fucking a cartoon movie like Up. Like, for every bad example of what death or how cheap life is, we have another example of how precious it is. So I don't want to say like as a whole, as society, in terms of like video games, things like that, like, I don't know how you walk away from it, because on one hand, yes, you see a lot of violence, but on the other hand, you're also taught that violence is bad and that these are the virtues that we should uphold. It's hard for us to see because we live in that culture. But if you showed a video game to somebody from 400 years ago in Romania, a lot of these concepts would be very alien to them. So again, on the same tangent I go with storytelling and how it's valuable and integral to the shaping of people's minds and societies, I think if you just pulled out, even if you just stopped violent video games tomorrow and violent movies tomorrow and all this stuff, this stuff would manifest itself in different ways. I mean, because after that,
it'd be on the black market. It'll be like Prohibition.
Well, no, even like that. Like, let's say you take away vengeance movies, like the John Wicks of the world, right? Because you don't want people imitating that violence. Okay, well, now all you have is Lifetime movies about the slow pain of somebody dying or loss or something like that. Who's to say somebody's not going to see that and want to visit that same feeling on an enemy of theirs? Like, oh, I see how crushed death makes this person, so that's what I want to do to somebody else. If they truly want to do a bad thing, that in a way is glorifying their end goal. So, okay, we pull that too. Eventually, we just get down to pretty much nothing. And we all live in this bare, weird society where when violence does pop up, nobody really knows how to deal with it. And it's oddly normalized. And you can go back in history, see very rural areas that just deal with that. They just take somebody out and fucking lynch them or throw them in a swamp or something like that. Like, with the less you're exposed to the ideas that our modern society holds, the more prone you are to actual murder, historically speaking. So I just really want to point out, well, everybody is attacking society and the media and, you know, video games and movies and everything like that. Like, I'll be the one person that's going to stand up and say, has anybody really thought about the context that this is put in people's minds and how they actually think about the value of life and death? Yeah, there's drawbacks when people go crazy, but for the most part, we don't have nearly the random acts of violence that I think that we did before mass technology and mass spread of information.
I'm glad you say that, because that kind of leads me to another point. You know, and I need to use the Matrix as a reference, right? Remember how they said that the original iteration of the Matrix was a paradise, right? And humans rejected the shit, right? They just couldn't, their minds just couldn't handle it, right? We now live, at least in the West, we live in the safest time in human history, right? And I think that may be having some effect on us. That's why we're just like, there are no enemies at the gates. There are no barbarians coming after us. So we're kind of just turning on each other. That's how
out of boredom.
And then, because listen, we need, you know, struggle. That's ingrained in us. We don't really have to struggle. You get up in the morning, you know, you have food, you know, you have a house, you know, you got a job, all that shit, right? We don't really have to worry as much as people did. Like Brett, like you said, like, you know, even 50 years ago, shit was rough back then, you know? Now, so I think maybe our, and this is, these are discussions I've had with other friends. Like, I think our success is really coming back to bite us, which is kind of sad. It's like, we want to build this perfect thing, but we can never attain it just because of our human nature. You know, so I think, you know, this is part of that, you know. Go ahead, Adam.
It's just too many people. There's bound to be some that are, you know, have issues.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. There's always going to be, we could grab a whole group of us right now and we're all going to have different opinions on almost everything. Yep. It's always going to be one person that's like, yeah, I don't like that. That's just the way it is. So it's going to be the same thing of like, yeah, I think I want to kill everybody. Why? I don't know. I'm just pissed.
Yeah.
You know, remember that movie Break? Yeah, exactly. Remember that movie? Was it Breakdown? Remember where the guy was stuck? Was it Falling Down? Where he was stuck in traffic and he just snapped, gets a gun and starts shooting and stuff. I mean, that was fucking nuts. But I think that's exactly what we're seeing here. Like, even when they had that Vegas shooting and they talked to the guy's brother or whatever, he had money. He was rich. He had a wife. He left her all this money and sent her off to the Philippines. And he just, he's like, you know, fuck it. I'm going to do this. And I mean, his life wasn't fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. What caused it to happen? It's just he snapped.
I mean, the guy who shot in El Paso, they did a, they had like a helicopter just like shooting their hometown or his neighborhood when they were like looking at his house. That wasn't a fucking poor neighborhood. That was some fucking upper level suburb shit. It's like, it's always like it doesn't matter like your circumstances. It's like
American Psycho.
No, you're right. Yeah.
And it's like, but there is one pattern. It's like always. And
those guns aren't cheap. He bought those guns outright.
I mean, there is one pattern, and I don't know if people will take well into this, but it's a young male. It's always a guy in their late teens, early 20s. It's always doing this. There are exceptions like that one guy in Vegas, but normally it's a man of a certain age that is doing this.
It's funny, I actually do have something about that, but I don't want to say it publicly.
But
it's funny about that Vegas thing though, because it's like, you know, like there was nothing that they could have connected to. The guy was like almost like a blank slate. Like even if when they asked his brother, he couldn't say anything. He's like, hey, he seemed fine to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, there was nothing connected. What could you blame?
Psychopaths are really,
you know what I mean?
Good at hiding it. Like, has anybody here ever met a genuine and honest psychopath? The kind of person. No, I'm serious. The kind of person who, you know, like, oh man, this guy is fucked up. Like, you're like, this
guy in high school. Yeah.
This person genuinely scares me. They haven't done anything that I know of that's illegal. But like, I worked for a dude. He was my manager at one of the game stores that I worked at. Dude was frighteningly, his the way that he pathologically lied and the skill in which he did it and the way that he could swap emotions and then swap out and be like, I swear to God, I want to fucking disembowel that bitch. You're like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, and like getting an insight into his life, like the little bit I got to know him, I was like, nope. Like there was some like just bad vibes. Like I'm sure some of you people have met that person where you're like, this dude is bad fucking news, but they hide it because they're psychopaths. And one day, though, I'm convinced those are the people that just fucking snap one day. Like there are psychopaths and narcissists that live amongst us. There are people who have no idea what human empathy is.
Yeah.
But they learn to fake it. I mean, let's be honest. How many people here know a secret idiot? I've met several girls who I didn't know were completely stupid until like 2 weeks after talking to them.
No, I know openly stupid people.
No, I know openly stupid people too, but I've met some secretly stupid people. I'm like, wow, you really learned to hide this over the years. So I don't buy the whole like, oh, they seemed like a perfectly normal guy. Like, no, you don't. Also,
well, it's usually people who actually didn't fully know that person. See, they only know, you know, the thing is that as a person, you only know what somebody, a person you. A person only knows what you show them. So officially, if you're not going like, you know, like doing all that stuff all the time, Manny, like nobody's going
to
think.
Yeah, I want to add on. And not only that, but it's also what you want to see of the person. You know,
exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, that guy was fine to you because that's what you wanted to see. You know, nobody wants to see the crazy person, even if they have an inkling. It's like, yo, something's off with this dude. They just want to ignore it, you know, because it's easier that way. Because you're right, dude, buddy. Because you're right. You could tell those people. You'd be like, oh, hold on. Like, you just, like, at the back of your neck, your hair, like, there's something about them, you know, but you don't want to deal with that shit. So you just ignore it and move on, you know?
Yeah. And other people are like, oh, no, he's fine. Like, yeah. No, he's not. You just watched him rob somebody last week. We're like, yeah, I mean, he's a little crazy. Like, no.
He gets like that when he drinks. We all know people like that.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. It's crazy. All right, anything else on that subject? We still have another thing that's related to this.
Did you hear of where they were going after the 8chan? And they tracked the two guys that own it. And one of the guys, he was an incel. And they kicked him out of the group. He was the admin, and they kicked him out because, you know, he got married. He broke that. And, God, what the fuck? Yeah. So NPR actually had him
pussy,
on.
Man. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. NPR had him on the radio. They had him on the radio, and they were talking to him about this. And he says, you know what? He's out of that site. He's a religious guy. And his partner is the one that's still running it. And he's been trying to get him to sell it and get rid of it. He was like, yeah, it's just started. It was a breeding ground for other things. It was supposed to be the incel and all these other issues. But instead, it got in. It lured all these other type of people to come onto the site. And it made it very toxic. And it's bringing a lot of bad attention. And they were have you told him this? And he was like, yeah, well, he lives a few blocks from me. I pass by his house all the time. But he doesn't want to answer my calls and stuff. So it's weird. It was very weird.
So you're saying, like, when you get, like, a bunch of really angry, frustrated young men together, it can get a little heated and a little toxic-y. I can't believe that. anytime you get a group of angry young blanks together.
Yeah, never a good that's not good. Oh man.
Yeah. Angry young gamers, angry young quilters. Like, it's still like
he said it started from Gamergate.
We're not gonna get into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, look at it. That was a good interview. Yeah, look that up.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Brian.
I'm also going to talk about the Apex Legends thing.
Oh, Brian, that's the next subject, actually.
Oh, perfect.
All right. So basically, and I'm going to read this. This is from Rod Breslow, I think you say his name. ESPN and ABC has made the decision not to air the TV broadcast of the X Games Apex Legends XP Invitational that was scheduled for this weekend in response to the recent mass shootings, according to the ABC affiliate TV station source. So, yeah, they're not going to broadcast it because of the shootings.
Robots? Isn't Apex, that all robots in space?
No, it's Apex Legends. It's Apex Legends, dude. The free-to-play game.
Yeah, they're robots. Yeah. They're not running in the streets.
No, it's the game. That's the game that's based off of fucking Titanfall, dude.
Exactly. You're not running in the street. It's not humans. Yeah, it's like robots.
It is humans.
When I played it, I was wall running. I looked like a robot. I had wall armor and shit.
Apex Legends, people are pissed that you can't wall run in that game.
I don't know. I was playing it.
Yo, man, he's thinking it was just
I just don't remember running around. I don't remember playing the game running around in t-shirts and jeans with pistols and shit. I don't remember.
Dude, it's like Fortnite. Like, you choose characters. Yeah, only exactly. One of those characters is a robot.
Yeah, there's only one robot in the whole game. So go ahead, Brian. What's your thoughts on this?
Fucking stupid.
Tell me how you really feel, bro.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, see, it just reminds me of the time when... this is funny. It reminds me of the time when there was the other shooting. Which one, Brian? I don't know. There's lots of them. Hmm. I don't remember which one exactly because there was so many of them, but there was one where it happened around December-ish or January-ish, and then some guy got on TV and said that he wants a day where gamers don't play violent games in order to show their support for the victims of the shooting. And I said, like, look, this is not going to help. Like that is just admitting that video games caused the violence. If video games didn't cause the violence, then what's the point of protesting? It's like saying that, yeah, I'm going to show my support by not eating peanut butter on that day. Yeah, but peanut butter didn't cause the shootings. Why are you doing it? I don't know. Makes no sense. So this is kind of like the same thing. It's like, yay, hey, we're not going to show this violent video game on TV because apparently that's going to help or something. Like, it's not going to do anything. It's just pointless. What do you call it?
They just don't want to talk about it or point to attention to some kind of shit now. That's all it is. Give it a week and then it'll be over.
When? Next week, there'll be another shooting. Next week, another shooting. Like, 2 years from now, another shooting. It doesn't matter. Like, they're not solving the problem. They're just trying to look like they're helping, but they're not. They're doing nothing.
Wait, real quick.
They're trying
Brian.
To do something, but they're doing nothing. It's
how is this being seen over in England? How are they explaining it, the media? Like, what is the...
Oh, they're not because of Boris Johnson.
Ah.
Brexit. There you go. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Brexit's still a thing, so hence they don't care. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
But still, it's the idea that...
Brian's like, we got our own shit to deal with over here.
It's the idea that, like, people are trying to... Or people are thinking that they're doing something when, in actuality, they're doing nothing. Like, this doesn't help anything. It doesn't prove anything. It doesn't make a stand against anything. All it is them just whistling and saying, hey, look at us, we're trying to help. Like, if you're actually trying to help, then actually help. You know, figure out what the root cause is. You know, like, donate to charities. Like, have your employees donate blood or something. You know, actually help. You know,
it's white bread, Brian. Statistically speaking, over 97% of killers ingested white bread in the 48 hours prior to them killing.
Damn Wonder Bread.
Yeah, though it's look,
Bimbo bread now.
This does not imply causality necessarily. And like, one of the things that I gotta ask is, like, does anybody in here own a gun or have they fired a gun? And if so, do you think it is anything like video games?
No,
no, it's
talk
nothing
about
like video games.
Yes,
it's
and
absolutely
no.
Nothing like it.
No. Unless you have a assault rifle. Shooting one of those.
Dude, even that, like you can't run around and wall climb while hip firing an assault rifle. Like, you really shouldn't be running and shooting a shotgun. Like, that is generally a poor idea. And even then, like, if you ever watch SWAT teams or you know, military people, you know, people trained to actually be able to do this, it looks nothing like video games. It is – the things in video games are so far removed from reality that if you actually tried to imitate the things that you saw, you would be, like, the worst marksman ever.
Do you remember a few years back, maybe now it's over 10 years, that guy who dressed up in like full body armor and had all those guns and just started shooting in the street? Remember that? And they had SWAT teams and stuff go after him and he looked like RoboCop.
It was a bank robber, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bank. That was crazy. And that dude did it. He had all kinds of guns and weapons with him and armor. That was nuts.
Yeah, Apex Legends, so you won't get to see that. I wonder how long this is going to
last. Isn't Apex Legends also a T-for-Teen game?
I believe so. The game
there's no blood in that
no
game.
Blood. There's absolutely no blood. There's no blood
at
all.
Can we just go back to lasers? Like, if it's going to be that big a problem, like, let's just go back to red lasers and blue lasers.
Aren't some of the weapons in the game actually lasers, too? You know?
I mean, yeah, it's... At that point, like, I mean, like, it's all lasers and ion cannons. That thing shoots a gravity sphere. Like,
It's like G.I. Joe cartoons. Remember those?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
You know, it's funny. It's funny how they're throwing games underneath the bus because they're violent. But yet and all, the U.S. Army and the United States government pays for video game consoles to be shipped over to you know, all of our troops out in Afghanistan and all around the world. Huh. What if you told them all the only games that they could play is Barbie Horse Adventures?
Yeah. Well, we do need to cut out some of these intensive melee games because there has been a significant upswing in children maiming themselves with swords lately. So
yeah, right. With demon possessed swords, by the way.
Yeah. No, and I think there's somebody used a half demon Devil May Cry thing on an open mall area. Oh no, I'm thinking of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about it? This is a slight side thing. You know, Stranger Things has a weird variable rating system.
What do you
mean? It's not always rated rated R or rated TVMA. Only certain episodes are.
That's really interesting.
So, like, some episodes are rated like the teen rating, where there's not really anything happening, and then some episodes are rated TVMA, the ones that get more violent.
I'm surprised they even have a rating system, because doesn't that imply that they're going to put them on other platforms? Because on Netflix,
all TV content is rated. It all has a TV rating. So even the streaming stuff, you'll see TVMA, you know, all that stuff on there. You know.
I want to pay attention. See, that for video games, that'd be kind of difficult. By the way, as we're talking about this, I'm looking through Twitter and somebody posted a meme. It's Hitler sitting down with an Xbox controller, and it says September 1st, 1939, colorized, Hitler playing his first video games that caused him to get angry and start World War II.
Mm. Yeah. You know what's funny, though, with all this?
They were real violent video games back in the 1930s, man.
No, you know what his hobby was? He was a fucking painter.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Big in the heart.
Yeah, the point is, it's like, yo,
many people you yourself.
Yep.
Also, the point is that Call of Duty, Activision, they kept releasing news. They didn't give a shit. They kept releasing news. They've got a bunch of Call of Duty news came out this week. They didn't care.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
He was a frustrated artist. That's what he was.
Yep.
He got pissed off at all the modern art that was being made. Because he was a classically trained painter, and during that time when he was, you know, learning, there was a lot of modernism started going around where it's like, you know, like shapes and all kinds of other stuff, and that fucking pissed him off. That sent him over the edge.
Yeah, no, I mean, that pisses me off too, I hate to say.
You know, modern art is crap, but.
You being angry, you know, not liking modern art will essentially turn make you make a friggin' cult that essentially subjugates a whole culture of people.
I got a bigger dick than Hitler, so I'm good.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
You know, in case I need to state it, fuck Hitler, you know? Anyway, that picture was pretty funny, though, I've got to admit. He's just chilling playing an Xbox. Why got to be an Xbox? Why he ain't playing no PlayStation? Because PlayStation will... I'll stop right now.
Well, he should be, because remember the whole time with Japanese and in Japan, he should be like, yeah, why not?
Yeah. This shit is
yeah. Why wouldn't he be playing a PlayStation?
Because right, he should be.
Because the Germans were allies with the Japanese. Yeah, with the Japanese. Right?
Exactly.
That's a good point. You know?
Yeah, they were buddy buddies.
No, but so you know, like, the shooter box. You know, Xbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, so let's end this off on a fun note.
Okay, how do we do that?
Yeah. So for some reason, PlayStation's Australia site took down Death Stranding as a exclusive for PlayStation. This led to mass speculation that the game is no longer exclusive.
Okay, that happened last time because it didn't say only on PlayStation, right?
So you know what happened on Twitter, right? Xbox guys like, oh, it's coming to Xbox.
It's coming to PC, though.
Y'all lost that exclusive, man. You only care about that game because it's exclusive. You don't care. Like, it was hilarious, you know? And the PC fanboys, like, they hated on the game. Oh, they're like, oh, we can't wait to play it. It's going to be fantastic. We'd love Hideo Kojima. Like, yo, I love when this kind of stuff happens because it exposes all the frauds out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. By the way, I wouldn't put it past Kojima to put this game on PC eventually.
You know? I thought he said it was coming to PC.
No, he hasn't said anything. But it could be a sort of situation kind of like the way wasn't Hellblade for a first like lockdown to PlayStation for a bit?
For a little bit, yeah.
I mean, it could be a situation like that where he, you know,
time exclusive.
Like a time exclusive, but the thing is that also Sony is kind of flipping the bill for this one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how, I mean, granted, but that didn't stop Quantic Dream. Because I think what happened is when they got bought by that Chinese company said, all right, we're buying all your games back.
Yeah, yeah, they probably have the money for it too.
Yeah.
Man, completely off topic. I'm watching a video of Control, man.
That's coming out real soon, isn't it?
Yeah. Brett, they have telekinetic powers, man, your favorite.
Yo, man, where's this video at, man?
I know you like picking shit up and throwing at enemies. I know you like that shit.
Yeah, I like picking up enemies and throwing them at enemies.
Yeah,
yep, that happens in that game too. And you can possess other enemies and get or make them into your buddies.
That's cool, man.
Sold. If I can make you kill your friends in a video game, sold. Yep.
I'm watching. I can't look at this fucking game right now, man. Holy
yo, man, you gotta post this shit on the chat, man.
Yeah, where is this link, man?
Oh, hold on.
Man, you hiding stuff on us?
Click on the Death Stranding link in the show notes and then scroll down a little bit. There's a video of Control running.
Control
badass. Anyway, so yeah, I just threw that in there because it's just funny. But yeah, but Manny, you did bring up a good point. It was like if Sony's foot flipping the bill, might be a little difficult to get this as a another platform. But hey, listen, Microsoft flipped the bill for the first Mass Effect. Look what happened.
They did, but eventually, remember, like EA bought the rights back from it.
Yeah,
remember?
That's true.
Like so, like remember where like they released Mass Effect? They couldn't release Mass Effect 1 because it was funded by Microsoft, but they could release Mass Effect 2, and that's why they had that stupid motion comic in front of the Mass Effect 2, so you could quickly make those decisions. But then eventually they got the rights to it, and they probably just bought it back off of Microsoft, and then they said, okay, now we're putting it all out.
Yeah, maybe Kojima will buy the rights eventually. Who knows?
I mean, if his studio makes a good amount of money off of it, yeah, sure. But who knows?
So Manny, any updates on Death Stranding? Because I know you watch it.
Well, I watch his thing, but I mean, right now, I think he's just sort of testing the game. Like every single day, he's kind of posting the Norman Reedus character sleeping in some part of the environment. So I'm guessing he's doing his playthrough and giving notes on to the team as to what things need to be fixed and stuff.
Another big announcement at Gamescom that he's doing.
Well, it could be another one of those interviews. The one thing about those interviews is just there's really nothing that gonna get said. It's all sort of mysterious. I mean, granted, the last time he had that one director guy, the guy who did Neon something or other, I can't remember. He directed this movie, a couple of really good movies. But yeah, he's in the game, and he had a conversation with him and Jeff Keighley and all that stuff, and they showed some section of the like a small cinematic from the game involving that guy.
Interesting. All right, so that's that. So let's get into the games we have been playing. Adam, I'm going to start with you tonight, man.
Street Fighter V. I just unlocked E Honda, so I'm doing a lot of Street Fighter.
You mean you downloaded it?
Well, no, I did the rewards. You got to keep playing, and you get fight reward money, and then from there you unlock. Fight money. So I got it's like 10,000. That it cost, so I got 11,000. So I just did that. What else, man? Super Mario World, still playing that. NARC, been playing that. That's always funny. Prostitutes and drug dealers throwing needles and shit at you. Never gets old. finally beat WWF Superstars. That was something I never really thought of beating. I forgot all about that game. I was like, oh yeah, how far do I go? And last match is Andre and Ted DiBiase.
Oh, tag shit. Back.
So did that one, played a lot of RoboCop 2. That sucks. What else? Marvel Ultimate Alliance, still playing through that. And my friend Pedro. And I think that's it for now. I feel like it's something else I was playing.
Man. You're probably forgetting 10 games.
It's a lot of shit. That's because that's the thing people understand. It's like, and I think we talked about it. It's like I'll play a game for like maybe 3 or 4 minutes, whatever, maybe do a few matches, and then I'll just switch to something else, and then switch to something else. So within 1 hour, I could play like 5 or 6 different games, and then that's it.
Yeah, I can't do that. It's like,
yo, man, you got to stick. You don't stick with it?
No, there's too many to play. And then I start thinking about, oh, man, there's only so much free time I have. So it's like I got to give all of them a little bit of time.
You're a dabbler, you know?
Yeah, like there's some stuff I still haven't finished. I still want to finish Detroit Become Human. I'm like halfway done in that. So I want to get that one out of the way. There was another big game that I was playing and I didn't finish. What? See, there you go. I'm forgetting. That was recently. We were just playing it like a little while ago. Fuck. I don't know. Oh, Resident Evil 4. I'm playing that one again. Need to finish that up.
Damn.
That's a lot of games.
I don't usually, for me, I know, you know, but even more now, but I usually just kind of do two games at once. I don't usually do like 10 like you, Adam.
Yeah.
I like to kind of go through it all, you know, all together. It's like, you know, I did this, 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 and this.
Yep. All right, Brian, what you been playing, man?
I actually have been doing a Manny. I've been too busy working to play games, so nothing really.
Yo, man. Yo, man, you gotta make that money.
You do indeed. I still technically on Breath of the Wild. Still on the first island, I guess, or the first section of the game. Like, on, is it the High Tower or something? Or like the High Land or something? Whatever they call it.
I'm lost in that game.
The part where the big tower is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, the first part.
All right, so Brett, what have you been playing lately?
I've also been too busy to play anything. I did get a chance to put Horizon on my new PS4.
And yay.
So that was gorgeous for about 20 minutes. Didn't make it out of the tutorial area.
You got bored that quick, huh?
No, I just didn't have the time, and I was exhausted.
It's long. It's long, that tutorial. I remember doing that.
That's the girl, right? Where you're playing the baby girl?
Yeah, you're playing the girl, and you're doing all the sensors and stuff, and then you got to go and do the whole thing with the uncle or dad or whatever that dude was.
Brett, tell us about your PS4 Pro experience.
It is a noticeable difference. Pretty significant jump, actually. I'm a bit impressed. Now, that's on Horizon, which I would expect them to go all out since the first-party game. I'll have to play some other third-party games on it, but immediately I'm like, oh, shit, I can't wait to see Spider-Man on this. It's on a 75-inch QLED 4K.
Yeah, this motherfucker balling right now.
Yeah,
man.
Look at this.
My TV, son, excuse me?
So was it like that that Memorex commercial where, you know, the guy sits down in the seat and, you know, like, all, like, you know, he turns on, you turn on the TV and then you're instantly blown away.
Well, he had the sound system. That was Maxwell.
Yeah.
That was with
that
the
was
sound
Maxwell.
System.
Yeah, there we go. It was Maxwell.
It was very similar. Like, I put on Into the Spider-Verse in 4K just to, like, see, like, okay, let's see what 4K looks like in animation. And I ended up just standing in front of the TV for almost the full movie. So I was like, what happened? Where am I? What's been going on?
Not sitting, standing.
I got fully hypnotized by Spider-Verse.
Well, so, you know, that movie is one of those movies.
Yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
It's one of those movies that you can't not watch all the way once you've already started it. It's kind of like the first Avengers movie. You know, once you start it, you just leave it on.
Yeah, I've watched that movie so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's in 4K, right?
Yeah, and in 4K, it's... Yeah, at first you're like, what is this going to really add in 4K? And then you see it in 4K and you're like, holy fuck.
You're like, yo, man, I can see every pimple on Chris Evans' chin.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Oh, yeah, I was talking about Avengers.
Yeah, no, he's talking about Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Spider-Verse in 4K it's weird. Like, you notice things, or at least I noticed things I didn't notice before.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention. Are you watching Spider-Verse in 4K?
Yeah.
Bro.
Right?
Bro, that's all I gotta fucking say, man. I bought that shit on 4K physical media.
You actually realized that Miles Morales was mom was making yellow rice, which as Puerto Ricans, she should be making yellow rice.
Was that Rosie Perez that played her?
No, it was another actress. No, but
Miles.
Miles.
You're so stupid.
Why are you so stupid?
Why are you so stupid, Billy?
But what threw me off is I don't know a Dominican neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Well, you also got to, well, no, but, well, he's not in a Dominican neighborhood.
He was in Brooklyn, and they were all speaking Spanish in the street. Remember, everybody was talking.
Yeah, well, not all of them. He was only speaking Spanish to a couple of folks, and also Miles Morales is not Dominican. He's Puerto Rican.
You sure? Because in the comic, he's Dominican.
No, in the comic, he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I would know my peoples, man.
Yo, can I ask a question?
What up?
Yes.
This might.
He's half Puerto Rican, by the way.
This might have been answered in the movie. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I always found this weird. In it.
Well, that too. why is he Morales?
That in the comic it's sort of explained.
Yeah, because I thought it was the dad. The dad's Dominican. He's not.
No, the mom
is black.
No, the dad is black.
I didn't get that from him because of Morales.
Well, the thing is, in the way in the comic,
he has his mother's name.
Yeah, in the comics, it has to do with the fact that his father was kind of bad news when she first had him, so she decided to use her name instead of his name. And they were somehow separated, which is weird because that never happens, you know. If anything, most of the time, I mean, unless the father was totally MIA, you usually keep the father's name on there, even if they're, you know, they're not there.
Yeah, it's too much a hassle to change it. So when the birth certificate went at the hospital, she was like, "No, you're using my name."
And in the video game and in the movie, in the animated movie, the dads are all goody two shoes. They were clean cut.
They kind of allude to Miles's dad's kind of bad past in some of the
His brother, because he talked about it. Like, yeah, his brother went down a different path than he did.
Yeah,
and that you know they were both doing dumb shit or whatever, but he decided to become a cop, and his brother kept doing the fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, so
that's what it's all about.
Man, you haven't been playing anything, right?
I haven't been playing anything, but I have been watching some pretty crazy speedruns of Bloodstained. Somebody, I posted it in our little chat on Twitter before, but it like literally they beat the game in 30 minutes.
Damn.
So I'm like watching it. I'm like, oh man, like they're doing double jumps without having the double jump wings. I'm like, oh man, that's so cool. So, yeah, I've been looking at that, thinking about ways to get to places that wouldn't normally get to if I were in there. But the game is – what's kind of cool is the game is kind of programmed in a way. So if you get to areas that you're not supposed to get to, it still triggers a boss battle. It doesn't, like, break the game.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, if you get to – like, if you – like, this guy managed to get to that second part of the castle without that hand thing.
Yeah.
You know, to move that thing out of the way and make the horse go over to the other side. So then he managed to get over there by just doing this kick move in the air. So yeah.
Yeah, speedrunners always do crazy tricks like that.
Oh, but then there was another thing that they did was they were glitching through walls. Like in other words, they're using that kind of there's an enemy chair in the game, right?
Yes.
And you can summon it and sit in the chair. So if you combine that with that little ricochet move that you can do, you can essentially clip through some parts of the levels and squeeze your way down to get to the real final boss of the game.
Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. I was watching some of that stuff. Man, I so want to play that game, but I just don't have any friggin' time. And they're still supposed to be sending us some stuff too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got the tier with that came with an art book and the actual soundtrack, so that's all supposed to come too, but they haven't shipped it yet.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I've been playing, and I'm gonna have a review up on Monday, or at least I'm gonna try to. DC Universe Online for the Switch. It actually came to Switch.
So how many times have you played this game over the years, man.
Okay, because
too many platforms.
Yeah, because I played it on PS3 when it originally launched. Then I played it on PS4, and now I'm playing it on Switch. It looks kind of janky on Switch. I'm just being real right now. Like if you're inside a building, it looks okay-ish. It kind of looks like the PS3 version. But when you're outside, not only does it look janky, but like the lag is fucked up. Like for example, I'm beating up on an enemy. His health doesn't go down at all, right? And then all of a sudden he's dead, like just blinks dead. Like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, but I've been taking damage the whole time, you know? But when you're inside a building, everything's running fine, you know? I played it, you know, on my TV. Obviously, it was fine. When you play it in dock mode or whatever, what do you call it when you put the little flip stand up? I played it like that.
Right? Tabletop.
Right. But with oh fuck. As a matter of fact, I gotta turn on my camera. Yeah. I can show you guys some. So I played it like that, right? Testing out a new controller. Yo, that text is like you can't even read the shit. It's so fucking small.
There's no way in the options to usually now they have accessibility and you can change those things.
Like for the chat, that small. Like okay, there is some text that they obviously made a lot bigger than it's supposed to be. But a good chunk of it is still very very small. You know. So, but, you know, so it's kind of weird if you're, oh no, oh boy, I think I lost the podcast. Give me a second, people. I fucked up. Now you see my background. Ah, God damn it. Technical difficulty. Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. This fucking, I hung up, son. Oh God. Yeah, you saw me for a second there.
Still recording.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, I pressed cancel, but we're still live. We're
good. Let me put on the thing, technical difficulties.
Yeah, no, I was
no, talking. His thing didn't close down, did it?
Yeah. But do you guys hear
me? He may not know that this happened.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, I was talking the whole time. No, I hung up by accident. But remember, this is through OBS, so I was talking to the people when I hung up, so we're good.
Yeah, we're still good.
Yeah. Nice, by the way, why does everything look normal now to hang out? Weird.
Not
man, what the fuck? All right, we're gonna do this again. Turn my camera on. Yes, it worked. I'm a little further off because I was doing an interview with Paul Amadeus Lane, my boy,
Mr. Lane.
You know, actually, hold on a second. All technical difficulties. I'm too far away. By the way, I was doing an interview with Paul, but we had to cut it short because the internet in his area went completely dead in the Los Angeles region today.
You know, really? So, yeah. Huh.
And ironically, we were talking about you know, violence in video games like we were, you know, like we did earlier today.
Yo, man, they cutting you out.
Yeah, man, I was making a point. I was on roll and shit. And then the internet just craps out. And I thought it was on mine. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? You know? All right. Okay, now we're good.
Well, that was a live one too, right?
No, it's pre-recorded, thankfully, because, you know, sometimes I get saucy. Anyway, so you guys see this? So This is the new 8-bit do SN30 Pro Plus controller. This is basically their answer to the Elite controller, right? For PlayStation or Xbox. PlayStation doesn't have an official one yet.
That's amazing. I need that. It looks like a Super Nintendo controller.
It does.
Well, that's what awesome. The other one does. Yeah, no. They have this NES Pro. That's the one I use. That one is.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, okay, and I said this in my review. It alone is already worth the price. It's $50, but you could customize the shit, man. There's a program that you could download to your PC, and you could remap all the buttons, make them do whatever you want. You could even have one button do a Hadouken move if you want. You could change the sensitivity of the triggers, change the sensitivity of the analog sticks, of the rumble. This thing is fucking legit. So I've been playing DC Universe Online with this. It's fucking awesome, and rechargeable battery and all that. By the way, I said this in my review too, and I kept, you know, because you know me and my reviews, people, I keep it real. I said it is very hard for me to review these fucking products because they're always better than the last. Like, I'm running out of shit to say about how great this company is.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they're good controllers. Yeah.
And by the way, we're not sponsored by Baby Doo. I'm just being honest. They're fucking amazing. Like, every controller they sent me is better than the last one. Like, how do you do this? You know,
yo man, maybe we need to get a little sponsorship going with those guys.
Oh God, I just realized I'm a fucking idiot. Because remember, we have this new layout, right? With Hangouts, you guys see me on screen right now, right? Manny, you see me.
Mm-hmm.
The people on there don't. They see you, your pretty face.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, let me click on myself here. All right, people.
Good thing I didn't do anything like obscene.
Yeah, you're fucking picking your
nose. Like,
picking your nose, eating your boogies.
Yeah, and they're seeing the reverse image. This whole segment went to shit because the controls all reversed. Oh well. Anyway, go buy the fucking controllers though. $50. It's cheaper than a fucking Nintendo Switch Pro controller, and it's better. Think about that.
You know, it's hard to tell people that when they're all about getting, you know, oh no, I gotta get the official shit.
Yeah. Oh well.
So it doesn't switch when you click on your image?
No, man, you know,
like the one, what I do is, like, you know, at least on my side, you just click on the one that on the person that's not on, you know, the person that's talking, automatically starts switching around.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do that. Because for again, this is the bullshit version of you know, hangouts. But it, again, it doesn't matter because now people are seeing the controller in reverse because my image is flipped and I can't flip it back. You know, Manny, you and I need to sit down this weekend and figure something out because this is bullshit, Mr. Davis. Anyway, I think we're done here. I'm getting annoyed. Fucking Google pissed.
Yo, man, I'm annoyed.
I'm getting mad during the podcast, man. What's up with that? You know? By the way, Manny and I had a very nice lunch the other day. Very cool that you're working in the city.
I'm still doing some commuting. Probably going to continue to be doing that until September. Talk about what I'm doing. But you might be able to hear about it soon. Will hear about it soon.
Yo, man, when are we going to go eat that Shake Shack, man?
Yeah, let's go.
Fly your ass over here.
Did you hear about them? They merged with Grubhub, and now they're starting some mega delivery service.
Oh, shit, I'm down with that. By the way, every time I'm in, I buy that Shake Shack, I take a picture of me. Yo, Carlos, where you at? Every time now. That's going to be my thing. And I go to that area all the time, so get ready, man.
It's funny because it's funny about that Shake Shack because that was the first Shake Shack, the one that's in that park over there. And to think, like, I want to say, like, 10 years later, it's all over the place. You find it everywhere now.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first time I ate there was, you're right, years ago. That same one, you know?
Yeah, that was the only one. Back in 2006 or 7, that was the only Shake Shack that existed.
It was weird because they opened one in Astoria, Queens, and they closed down. Well, I used to go to it, and I was weird. I was like, wow, I would have thought this was going to be here forever.
Like, sometimes they don't do that well. Like, you know, sometimes it's just the neighborhood just doesn't accept it or want it or anything like that. It's not a surefire thing all the damn time. I have to be honest, I'm going to say this. The Shake Shack in Philadelphia is freaking trash. The service is horrible there. Nothing compared to the original one.
ZDR says there's one in Queen Center Mall. All right.
Yes, there is. There's one everywhere now. There's you know, there's in if you guys are in Manhattan downtown, they have the Shake Shack test kitchen. The test kitchen is where they test out all the new different, you know, the new different hamburgers that they decide to put it out. And one of them is like, you know, like the Shake Shack started doing McNuggets and stuff like that, or their nuggets, and that's where it first appeared before they rolled it out to all the other.
Wait, they have nuggets now?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they call them chicken bites or whatever. They had them when you were there.
I didn't see those. God damn it!
They don't call them nuggets though. They call them something else.
I've been to Shake Shack 4 times in my life. Each one of them in a different place. Oh no, not well. Technically, in a different place. Like. My first time was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. My second time was in one district in Korea. The third time was
they had them in Korea?
Yeah, I've been there twice.
They're an international company now.
The third time was in another district in Korea, and the fourth time was in New York.
Yeah, man, the original, man.
Which shakes do you get?
I've only had a shake once. It was the first time I went. I think I had like a Neapolitan shake or something like that.
Okay.
I
was going to say they got Chick-fil-A in Queen Center Mall too.
Mm-hmm.
You find out.
They got a bunch of things there.
That mall, well, I don't know if they have a Chick-fil-A there though.
Well, he says they do.
Oh, they do? Oh,
yeah. Okay. He says it's in the downstairs part of the mall.
Hmm.
I haven't been to Queen Center Mall in fucking years.
Probably where the old GameStop used to be.
There used to be
a GameStop, GameStop / Software, etc. That was on that in that first main building.
That's right, yeah.
But then they moved. They put it on the other side because they essentially extended it.
Remember, they had that one that was outside too.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the right next to the train.
Man, he says they took over where Nathan's used to be.
Oh. Okay, no, it's not in Queen Center Mall. It's across the street. That's where Nathan's was.
That's right, because there's like two malls there, you know?
No, it's like, so, okay, if you're talking Queens Boulevard.
GZ, are you talking about the building or the area?
Yeah, the area, because the Nathan's there. Yeah, that was across the street from the mall, wasn't it?
Is that where the Target is?
No, we're talking about like, the main area, the main Queen Center Mall area where there was... there used to be like
the Applebee's downstairs.
Yeah, but not that area. Yeah. But this is outside, across the street. About,
yeah, because remember
where the hospital used to be.
Yeah, like further up from the hospital, though.
Okay.
I think that hospital's still there.
It's still there. Yeah, that's where they put my finger back on.
Adam, man.
What? Yeah. You, I swear to fucking God, man. You've been through everything.
Oh, well, I was around when that happened.
Yeah, that shit was fucking disgusting.
I'm not going to talk about it probably, but Adam, that story you told us before the show, damn. Yo, be careful with women, man.
Yo, and then the story that you just, you need to tell, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
Whoa. Throw down after hours.
Shout out to Richard. You know,
shout out to Richard, man. Yeah.
You know, Richard's a homie, man.
We'll always remember you.
Shout out to WrestleCast, too, man.
Dead?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to be on WrestleCast tomorrow. We got to plug that shit. Yeah, we got 8 hours nonstop, man on man, woman on woman action. They don't do that. Yeah, so it should be good.
Hold on. What are you going to be covering?
We got SummerSlam, man. This is summertime. We got SummerSlam and we got NXT takeover. They got pay per view. So let me see. One's 4 hours show, the other one's a 2 hour show. So we got 6 hours of wrestling plus this other bullshit that's going on. So yeah, lots to talk about. We'll see who else jumps on.
Oh, by the way, Adam, have you been watching the Undertaker's Twitter/Instagram?
No. I don't believe it's him. That's why.
You don't believe it's him? Yo, man, some of those fucking photos, man, those photos have never been existed anywhere. Like, there's a shot of him just, like, hanging out in his, like, freaking cowboy boots talking to Macho Man. Like, there's another shot of him just, like, walking in, partially in his Undertaker outfit with big sunglasses on, and Crush is hanging out in the background talking to, what is his face, Bob Backlund.
Shit, who's posting these things?
His wife? It might be his wife. It might be, you know, because he might have a manager or something like that. But yeah, it must be him.
Shit.
That's some kayfabe. Right there.
Pulling back the curtain like that, man.
Carlos, what's your question for Adam? Then,
so I have a question. Is Mike going to be on the podcast? And is he a permanent member of the WrestleCast now?
We don't know if we'll see Mike. Who knows? We'll find out. I'll send a message to Mike if he wants to be on.
Just making sure, man.
Oh, God. Big Mike in the house, man.
Shout out to Big Mike. Yo, Mike, you good?
No reply. 2 days later, it's like,
I was here. God, I can't even do this outro now. Anyway, thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and the Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and today I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. And yes, don't forget to pick up Excellence by me, Kari Randolph, and Brendan Thomas.
Comics.
Comes out every month. We should, you know, it's another month, so that means another Excellence. And also, I got a game coming called Contra Road Core. So, you know, if you're interested, go check that one out as well.
Carlos Romero, mother. Hey, don't fuck up the outro, man. I'll call to slap the shit out of you, man. Carlos Romero.
Yo, take everyone.
Adam Vail.
Have a good weekend, people.
Brett Murdoch.
I don't have anything important to say. Night, folks.
Go get a tattoo at Brett Murdoch's Dark Side Tattoo.
Power to the players.
Dark Side Studio.
I don't need new clients right now. I'm good.
Soon. Go check out Brett Murdoch.
Sunday.
Superstar tattoo artist.
I'll be opening my books again soon.
Oh, man. And
opening his books real soon.
Crazy. And Brian Manjoma.
It's been a wild week for females. We've had abusing dogs, saying the N-word, and now threatening to sue people because they don't shave their balls.
Oh, man.
Emails this week, man.
They got those in the grocery store, don't they? Well, it's in the ethnic aisle, man.
She totally said the N-word. I don't care what anyone says.
They're trying to turn it into white dress, blue dress situation. Yanni situation. Nah, son. That's the hardest ER I heard in my life.
It's two syllables versus three syllables. Come on.
Man, all right, people. We'll see you on the Sunday show, man. Ask us some questions, man. Later.
Hey, Sunday.